Hey guys, in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about why Amazon is so successful with their website. So they've been around forever and they do a lot of work in split testing and conversion optimization. And if you check back month after month after month, you'll notice tiny little tweaks that they make in their website. And it's really fascinating to see what they do. And it's a really good website to check out constantly to see what they do and try to analyze why they do it and try to figure out also like how you can do that on your own website. So I pulled up Amazon.com on my computer here while I'm doing this podcast, and I just wanted to kind of go over some sections of their website I think they've done really well and why and how you should implement those on your own website. So first things first, their homepage is pretty amazing. So if you go to the top, there's actually a top banner, like a header banner, and it says new and interesting finds on Amazon Explore. And so what they want you to do is to click that, obviously, that Explore button there. But the Explore button is black, and it makes you wonder why. Why is the Explore button black? Well, the background behind it's white. And so it could be an orange button, it could have been a blue button, it could have been a green button, but it's a black button. And I feel like black gives the color of like prestige and it also gives the color of luxury. So I feel like they're trying to give off a luxury feel here. Clicking that button, it's going to take you to kind of like a daily flash sale kind of page almost. It's for people that are just browsers and they just want to shop random things. And there's a lot of cool stuff here. You definitely get the feel of like a daily deals website. And sure, I mean, that's obviously one of their main things is that they are the everything store. But the beautiful thing about this page that they've added here is that it doesn't have any information about the product name or a price. It's just the picture of the product. And it has a little heart button here. You can actually click on that heart. If I click on one of these things, then it pops up a pop-up that shows more pictures of it with social proof of how many other people have clicked on those hearts, which is kind of cool. So it gives you this sort of social feeling to it. And then the prices, right there with the amount of reviews, which of course is more social proof. And you get to click See Buying Details, which then takes you to the product listing. And then you're directly on a product page. You skip all the category pages and stuff like that on their website. So I'll just go from here. Amazon's product page is the main reason why they're able to close so many sales. They do so much work to make it easy to understand, easy to get all the information you need right there in the product page so that you can just go ahead and buy that product. And that's their goal because, they don't want to have to take phone calls and close sales over the phone. They want to be able to offer a online-only buying and shopping experience for the consumer, and the consumer loves it. They've trained their customers to understand that, and the customers definitely know that even though they buy online on Amazon without having to talk to anybody, that no matter what, if anything goes wrong with their order, they can easily, excuse me, they can easily file a return request. They can easily get their money back right away. They can even call into Amazon if they have any issues. They can file an A to Z guarantee claim. They can do all sorts of stuff. So they know Amazon's going to take care of them. That's what Amazon wants to do. So, I guess first and foremost, behind the facade of their website is this company culture of always take care of the customer first. So, understand with your e-commerce business, if you can build a company culture of take care of the customer first, no matter what, you will get ahead because those customers will refer more people to you in the long run, and those people that get referred will refer more people, and not just that, but the customers will keep coming back over and over and over again and ordering from you. So it will really increase the customer lifetime value of your business. So make sure that even though sometimes you might get unprofitable orders or you might have to deal with return requests, all that jazz, that if you want to build a profitable business that makes, five, six, seven figures in revenue per month, month after month, then you're going to have to adopt a customer-centric policy, a customer-centric company culture. So, for instance, if you're doing the customer service, you have to understand and have maybe procedures in place on how to deal with certain things, like returns and stuff like that, and make it easy for the customer. I mean, one thing the customers really don't like is when they get hassled for returns and they have to deal with all sorts of fees and things like that. People hate that kind of stuff. But if you come up with a good return policy and an easy way for them to figure that out, and an easy way for them to file for returns and all that, you really make the experience a lot better. So with that said, we'll move on to what their actual website does. So it starts off the product page. Of course, you have all the stuff in the header that's normally in the header, like the categories and things like that. They make it really easy by providing a mega menu, which is really key. And not just that, but a mega menu that has images in it. So mega menus that have images in them are really cool because it really provides a more visual shopping experience. And people are visual learners. Everybody is a visual learner. Everybody tends to take more to pictures and videos than they do to text. It's just natural. Humans, we can interpret colors, we can interpret shapes, we can interpret different textures and things like that. And so when we see pictures, we understand things more. So like for instance, on this page, it says shop by room at the top, and it says bedroom, bathroom, living room, kitchen, home office, see more. But the thing about it is that there's pictures here. So there's a picture of a bed, there's a picture of a tub, there's a picture of a couch, there's a picture of a kitchen island, there's a picture of an office desk, you know, that's obviously in someone's home. And then there's a picture of like an entryway area. So it's really cool that, you know, like I can just use my eyes and say, yeah, I'm actually looking for, you know, that towel, or I'm looking for a pillowcase, you know, that kind of stuff. And then going across the top here, there's shop by look, and then there's living room chairs, sofas and couches, coffee tables, end tables, console tables, see more. And you know, these are some great niches, guys. If you wanted to start a niche website in any one of these niches, you'd be totally successful. You just have to look at the price point, make sure it's going to be worth it. You know, going across the top, home decor, they have a couple pictures on the right, but most of it is now in a mega menu format. So you have a mega menu where you have the top category, and then you have subcategories, and you have multiple top categories, multiple subcategories per column, and you have four columns here. It's really well laid out. It makes it easy to kind of look around and browse and to figure out, you know, hey, what am I actually looking for? What, you know, the coolest thing about online shopping that Amazon's done so well is that instead of going to a superstore where you have aisles and aisles and aisles, literally miles of aisles, like if you go into Home Depot, for instance, and it's literally like a football field in there, right? You have to walk down all the way down and all the way back. And look, if you are the type of person like I am that wants to figure out on their own, right, you could end up getting some really good exercise at Home Depot, okay? If you want to go get some exercise by walking around, go to Home Depot to shop and don't ask anybody for help and try to find it on your own. You will walk forever unless you know where you're going. But that's me, you know, and you have to ask for help because someone will guide you there. And the coolest thing about Amazon is that it's like walking into the store, but instead of having to walk around and stuff like that, you literally get a tablet handed to you and you can click on a thing and something picks you up and just takes you right to that spot in the entire store where you can like browse the selection. Imagine if that actually happened in Home Depot. How cool would that be? But that is kind of like how websites are. And that's why everybody loves shopping online, is because it's so easy. It's so convenient. You don't have to walk for miles and miles. You don't have to get all dressed up and look pretty. You can literally shop in your pajamas. You could be completely naked and be shopping on your computer. It's totally possible. And people do it all the time. You can even shop while you're taking a dump, right? TMI. So anyway, let's get into the product page and talk more about conversion optimization. They do a lot of cool stuff here on the product. And the first thing is they have the vendor name at the top above the entire name of the product. And it's actually got a link to it, which is kind of cool. So if you like that vendor for some reason and you want to see more of the products from that vendor, you can click that link. That link will take you to a vendor page where it doesn't just show you a little bio about the vendor, but it also shows you all the products that vendor currently offers. And this isn't even the vendor, this is the brand. So it could be offered by multiple vendors, and but specifically these are brand products. So that's really cool. That's something you can consider doing on your store where you actually have a link to that brand right next to the product name so people can shop more products by that brand on your website. Now, the product name is really good here. I noticed that the product name is generally on Amazon not so good sometimes because it's left up to the actual person who creates the listing, and Amazon doesn't always create the listings themselves. So, but here in this case, it's good. It says the brand name, ChillSack, and then the product category, basically product category, beanbag chair. And then it says giant 8-foot memory foam furniture beanbags, big sofa with soft microfiber cover, black furry. So it's very keyword stuffed and doesn't really make sense. So that's very, you know, unoptimized. And in my opinion, Amazon could do a lot better job at teaching their basically vendors how to optimize their product titles instead of keyword stuffing them like that to make them way more readable in like an actual well grammatically lined out sentence. So what it really should be is like ChillSack, And then it should be the model name. So if this one had a model name, let's just see, black furry, you know, beanbag chair. It should say Chilsack black furry beanbag chair. And then the rest of it is just sort of description. So that shouldn't be in the title. That should be below the title, above the description in a header two tag. So header one would be the title. Header two would then would say giant 8-foot memory foam beanbag chair, big sofa with a soft microfiber cover by Chilsack or something like that. You know, that is way better because then you have an obvious title and you can target those specific keywords. So if somebody's actually typing that keyword into Google, you can target that keyword, that Chilsack black furry beanbag chair in Google. So the search engine results will come up way better for that. So they should be optimizing that. But the one thing they do really good is they do customer reviews. And so right below the title, they have a star rating with a drop down. You cover over it, it drops down. It says, this one says 3.3 out of 5 stars. And this shows how many 5 stars, how many 4 stars, 3 stars, 2 stars, 1 stars, and see all 114 reviews. And there's links on every single one. So you can actually click that link and it will take you to a separate page, which is crazy if you think about this. You know, this isn't really built into Shopify themes, and it would be cool if you could figure this out, right? Is to make a separate page for that particular product for just that product review. And so then you can look through and see all the reviews, and still on the upper right in the top, you see the name of the product, the price, and the add to cart button. So that is really cool, guys. Think about that. Amazon's probably spent a ton of time trying to figure this out, that a lot of people like reviews, right? Obviously, that's like the number one selling point of their entire website. Why don't we build a separate page for every single product that just showcases the reviews? It's almost like a squeeze page because people see the reviews, and you know, the reviews are almost more, you know, stronger for the customer than they are for the description of the product. And that's because a lot of these products on Amazon are impulse buy decisions, and the description doesn't really matter. We know it's a beanbag chair. We know it's 8 foot, you know, big, whatever that means, maybe 8 foot in diameter. You know, it's $337, so it's pretty, you know, it's high ticket. Technically, it's over $200, but it's still pretty impulse buy when you got a lot of money to spend. So what really matters, I think, is the reviews. And so you should definitely consider this on your e-commerce website, that the more reviews you add, the more likely you are to get purchases. And that is the bottom line. If you have 2 reviews on a product versus 20 reviews on the next product, which product do you think is going to get purchased more? Obviously, the 20 review product one. And it's just data. Amazon knows this. They've split tested this. They know that getting reviews is key. They put out tons of time and energy to get people to leave reviews. They even have an entire review system called Vine. And you'll see here that Amazon actually has Vine Voice listed next to this reviewer right here. It's a top 50 reviewer, Vine Voice. And if you click Vine Voice, you can learn more about their review program where Amazon verified profile and Vine Voice. This customer is a member of Vine Voice, an invitation only program that gives Amazon reviewers advanced access to not yet released products for the purpose of writing reviews. A review written as part of the Vine Voice program always includes this label, Amazon Vine Review, quotations, on the initial product detail page and customer review from the Amazon Vine program when viewing the entire review. This is a permanent badge. So they have a program specifically for getting people to leave them reviews on products. And it's not even their product. It's just a product they happen to sell. So Amazon has put so much time and effort into reviews. And if that means, if Amazon's doing it, you guys, don't you think you should be doing it? So put that at the top of your list for optimizing your website. Get more reviews. Try to figure that out. If that means going to Amazon for the products that you sell and copying those reviews and putting them on your website, you know, I mean, that's not great for SEO, but hey, it'll help you get reviews. It'll help you get optimized. And when you're running paid traffic to your website, SEO doesn't really matter that much, right? So, you know, why not, right? And the next thing is right next to reviews, they have 45 answered questions. That's what it says right here. So what matters more, what matters almost as much as reviews? Questions and answers. People are going to have questions about a product. And when you click that, it takes you to that particular section of the product profile. So there's not a separate page for it, but there's questions and answers. And you can type in here and have a question, search for answers. You can type in there, how big is it, right? And then all the questions that have that keyword in it, how big is it or whatever, and big, 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 big comes up. It's highlighted here. How big is the package box? It's approximately 3x4. How often can you wash the cover? It's really big and heavy, so it'd be a lot. How's the quality of the build? Great fabric, soft, holds up, 50-pound kid jumping on it all the time. Not the most common. It's, yeah, and then they don't just show question and answers in the results here, guys. They show reviews in the results. It's crazy to think about. It really is. I mean, they go into so much detail on their website. Wow, you know, like these are things that I want to build into my website. I don't even know where to start with that. That is crazy. I mean, I would need to like hire a developer and make my own app just to get it to do that kind of a functionality. And for you app developers out there listening to this, think about this. Go through Amazon and figure out how they do their stuff and make an app for Shopify stores to do it. You're going to make a killing because you're going to be helping these guys compete with the biggest online retailer out there. So keep that in mind. All right, so we'll keep going through here really quick. And I don't want to take all day doing this, but I think it is really important to talk about. So a few more details here. They have the price, and next to the price, they put free shipping. Now, if you're building a website, you got to ask the question, why do they put free shipping right next to the price? Literally next to it, not below it, not above it, not around, somewhere around it. They literally say $337, $38 and free shipping right there. So Amazon knows that the one question everybody is asking in their mind before they decide if they want to buy a product, if it's, you know, worth the price, is do they have to pay extra for shipping? So they know that it's a warehoused product. They know it's not down the street. They know they're going to have to pay to have it delivered to their store in a box via UPS or FedEx or the Postal Service or DHL or something like that. Does it cost for shipping? And they tell you right there. And so consider that on your website. Put the words free shipping right next to the price, literally right next to it, and even the and symbol after the price, because that will help customers determine whether they should move forward with buying that product from your store or not. The next thing they do is they put in their in stock. So a lot of people know that, you know, things can go out of stock sometimes. And the one thing everybody wants to know is it actually in stock or not? And if it, you know, if you put it in stock, then it better be in stock, right? Well, the truth is that it doesn't actually have to be in stock. If you sell an item and it happens to be out of stock, just have a template email you send to people or give them a call and say, hey, listen, our warehouse made a mistake. There was a shortage. Would you mind taking this alternate model, a different color, you know, maybe a different size, whatever it is. And, you know, even a different model entirely by a different brand that's comparable. But you should definitely say in stock. And on some products that are running low on stock, Amazon puts right there, hey, there's only a few of these left. There's only three left or something like that. And I always put that on my stores. There's only three left in stock. Hurry. Buy now, you know? Because that really does get people to make a purchasing decision. It's called scarcity. And when people know that something is scarce and it's going to be running out of stock soon, they take action. It just gives them another reason. They want it. They just don't want to part with the money, really, but they want it really bad. And if there's an additional reason to kind of tip them over the edge, to push them over the fence, per se, then they'll just go ahead and do it. And a lot of the times, running out of stock is going to be that thing that pushes them over the fence. So by saying there's only a few left, then that's good. Because people, you know, on a high-ticket product aren't usually going to order more than a few anyways. And by saying that, you're definitely going to get those people that just want to order one, which you're going to be the bulk of your clientele. So the next thing that it says down here is, you know, where it ships, if it ships, you know, to where you are. And then it also says ships from and sold by. And sometimes it'll say Amazon there. Sometimes it'll say, you know, the actual vendor. This one says the vendor's name, which is important because then they can click on the vendor's name and they can go to that vendor's page and they can see, you know, if that vendor has good feedback or not, if they have good positive reviews, and see a little, you know, breakdown of the vendor and stuff like that. They can even see their returns and refunds policy, shipping, things like that. So while it's true that it's not a good idea to turn a dropship site into a marketplace, that's kind of what Amazon has done over time. And you can definitely consider doing it as you grow, but it's different for every niche. And I would highly recommend just sticking to your, you know, suppliers and sticking to your business model. All right, and then below that, they have colors, and they don't just put the color name. They actually have the color name plus they have a picture of that color. So consider working that into your store somehow to actually have a picture version of your color, not just the name of the color. And as I'm flipping through these colors, it's changing the main picture to that color, and it happens really fast too, which is great. I don't even have to click it. I can just hover over it and see that. And that's really well optimized for people who are just browsing around, want to see colors. You know, it makes the shopping experience really easy. And of course, they can hover over it and get a much closer picture of the actual product. And if they wanted to, they could even click it and it'll pop up in its own pop-up window with related videos, which shows videos of it, which is really cool and optimized. Because if you think about it, videos really help sell things and it plays automatically It's not something you have to click on. It just, you know, it plays and it's got great music and stuff like that. And there's more pictures that you can see. So, guys, this is super well optimized. It's just awesome. I love what Amazon has done here. So then they've got their short description after that. And their short description is a bulleted list. I'm sure the vendor actually wrote this, but it's good that, you know, you can extract this. But bulleted lists are benefits followed by features, or at least features, you know, with benefits. But you definitely want to have benefits in there. You know, here they have fun for everyone. And so that's a benefit, right? And then they have a feature, oversized sack, you know, the color, the name of it. And then they have shredded memory foam, it's another feature followed by benefits and stuff like that. Comfy furniture cover, that's kind of a feature and a benefit. Made in the USA is definitely a feature. So there you go. You can see more product details, compare similar items, which is interesting. So if you click compare similar items, it takes you right down to their part of their product page where you can actually compare with other items that are similar, which of course is kind of obvious, but it's actually a really, really, really cool feature to have on your store. So think about that. If someone's shopping in your store and they land on your product page and they don't have any kind of a way to compare it to similar items, they don't want to really search through your store. They don't know how your website's configured. It might be kind of difficult to search around, but if you have that on your product page, it makes it really easy to distinguish, well, is this one better than other ones? Are there different sizes, different colors, different finishes, different styles that I could be choosing? Well, figuring out an app and putting it on your actual product page that will compare it to other things, and then compare the specs between them, the prices, and have add to cart buttons for each one is really, really, really good and optimized. Okay, so that's something that Amazon does that you should consider doing on your own website. Now, the one thing I'd like to point out here is their add to cart button is always an orange color, and orange has been proven to build excitement and to build curiosity, make people want to click it. So definitely choose orange for your add to cart button. It always works, always, always helps convert. And then they have customers who viewed this item also viewed, so it's another comparison section. They have special offers and product promotion section where you can get an Amazon gift card and Amazon's reward Visa card. So they have all these reasons to sign up for them, become a member of Amazon's one way or another. And then they have a nice long description here. The description includes pictures. So if you're thinking about, you know, your product description, don't just put text, put pictures in your product description. And when you talk about your benefits and features, you know, put a picture of that actual benefit and feature. You know, if you can put a benefit picture of the feature, that's important. And scrolling down here, they have more of those video shorts. Of course, we talked about the question and answers and the customer reviews, and that's about it. And then you scroll down and you see their footer with lots and lots of links. Amazon is also very well known for their Prime program, which of course you're probably familiar with. It's the annual membership due you pay. It's around $100, I think, maybe a little bit more. Depends if they have it less for students, regular for adults. And that includes access to their free shipping, right? Free 2-day shipping on most products, some products at least. And then you get access to Amazon Music, you get access to their videos and movies and things like that. You get access to Amazon Web Services hosting, which gives you the ability to host pictures and videos and music and stuff like that there. So there's lots of value-added features that Amazon has given their membership program. So consider if you want to build upon your e-commerce business, you've been in business for years now, you have a solid customer base, you're getting referrals, that's great. How can you build out a membership program? How can you add benefits and value-added benefits? So, you know, if you're selling products, how can you create, you know, information products around that? How can you create entertainment around that? How can you create, you know, services around that and provide that stuff within some sort of a membership program and charge money for it that people are going to be willing to pay? So you can think about that and break that down and actually create that yourself. Amazon does an amazing job also with their cart and their checkout process. You have to have an account in order to even see the checkout, but their cart page is really cool. If you go to their cart page, you hit add to cart, it's not just their cart page you see. When you hit add to cart, you see cross sells and upsells, and that's the first thing. So you see the first section says sponsored products related. Customers who shop for this also shop for it. And then you see new releases in the same product category. And then you see customers who bought that also bought, right? So they have a whole upsell thing. They also have their get a $50 Amazon gift card instantly, Amazon Rewards Visa. And what they, you know, the current total, the savings, and the cost after savings. So it's really well optimized to get people to sign up for their credit cards. Which of course they want that because they're probably, you know, got some sort of a affiliation with Visa, and they make recurring revenue that way in some sort of a way. So if you actually click cart and you go to the actual cart page, you see a similar thing, and they got all these upsells and downsells and cross sells and whatnot. And it's really good. And the cart page, of course, is super optimized to get people to not just shop around and randomly shop, but also save their items for later. If you have an account, you can save for later, and then you can only buy what you actually want. So think about that. You know, if somebody wants to buy it, just not now, but they want to buy something else in their cart, they can save for later. That's genius, right? They don't have to remove it and then come back later for it. So maybe if there's some sort of a way we can build that into a Shopify store, I don't know. That'd be a cool thing for an app. And then, of course, their checkout process is super optimized. Luckily, Shopify has a really optimized checkout process as well. It's like a squeeze page, and you don't see the header or the footer. You just see the fields that need to be entered, the product info, and the pricing, of course, and the shipping details comes on the next page. Amazon, however, does it all in one page, and they just have it kind of appear in flash. So it's really nice how they have their setup. I think it's super well optimized as well. And after you check out and after you make your purchase, then they have even more options for you there. It kind of takes you back to their website right after that, which is nice. Shopify takes you to the thank you page, which is still a squeeze page. So in order to optimize that, you really have to either install an app, which is like Thank You Page Customizer app, for instance, and actually add content and video and other accessory cross sells and calls to action, things like that. Or you can buy the Shoptimize theme, which I highly recommend. And the Shoptimize theme gives you the ability to optimize the Thank You page with content. Anything you want to do, you can put anything into a page and then put it on the Thank You page. So that could be written content, it could be video content, it could be downloads, it could be email signups for other offers and things like that. It could be affiliate links, whatever. It's up to you. So there you go, guys. I kind of broke down Amazon a little bit for you. I'm sure there's more to it, but those are all the main parts of Amazon that I really love. And really, really, really get into conversion rate optimization, because there's nothing better than optimizing for conversions. Because really, with e-commerce, the way it mostly works is you're going to be getting 60 to 80% of your orders, especially in the beginning, from new customers and new traffic. And you're going to be driving that with paid advertising in the very beginning. You have to, because if you wait for free traffic, you'll be waiting forever. And so you really need to optimize your website for conversions. If you don't, you'll send paid traffic, and you might even just be sending a little bit, and if you don't get any conversions, you're just going to get burnt out, right? You're going to be like, well, I'm wasting money. This makes no sense. This doesn't work. And you have to understand that the average conversion rate for e-commerce sites is around 1% to 2%. So that means for every 150 to 100 visitors, you'll get one conversion if you're optimized for them. And this could be completely off. I mean, I've had websites in the past that had like a 0.3% conversion rate where I had to have like 300, 400 visitors, but I'm selling products that are like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a piece. So when I make that sale, I make enough profit in order to pay for five times the amount of traffic that I had to send that particular day. So it's well worth it, right? But it's only because I had all these conversion optimization things in place. And here I didn't even talk about really driving traffic. Amazon has an amazing affiliate program. They have affiliate blogs all over the web sending traffic to Amazon product listings that are pre-framing them to buy that product. They're warmed up, they're heated up just to buy it. They just go and buy it, right? They also do some paid advertising, and they are amazing with SEO and organic rankings. Most any product they have on their website, they'll rank first for it. And they have tons of backlinks because they have all of those affiliate blogs pointing back to them. And of course, big ones like big magazine blogs and big newspapers as well. So they do an amazing job with that. Whereas you can break into it with paid ads. You can do Google product listing ads. You can do Google search text ads, things that target particular specific product long tail keywords that show buying intent. And then those people go to your product page. And if you're optimized with things like Amazon has, like reviews and the question and answers and all the pictures and videos and things like that, you can definitely close those sales. It's possible. It's all possible. You can compete with the elephant in the living room. It's not as hard as you think. David versus Goliath is a real thing, guys, and David can win. David does win, because he has his little sling and he knows how to use it, right? So guys, get out there, do it. Optimize for conversions, and I'm teaching that right now. That's the course that I'm actually finishing up right now in the Academy. So if you're excited about the Academy, get in there and start learning stuff. I show you how to set up a demo site, how to get suppliers, how to onboard those suppliers' products, and then how to optimize your store for conversions using the Shoptimize theme. I'll be teaching how to drive paid traffic, Google AdWords, Facebook ads, and email marketing. I'll also be teaching how to do advanced social media stuff, video marketing, Pinterest marketing, and all sorts of good things. So Oh, and of course, how to run your business. That's a huge part of my course as well later on. So building it out right now, it's $47 a month to get in, and that gives you access to all course materials. And then it's $97 a month if you want 1 hour of coaching per month. And of course, the packages go up from there, depending on how much coaching you want or need. And yeah, I got tons of great niche reports and niche hacks in there as well. So if you don't know what niche you want to choose, I can guide you exactly to what is a niche and how to choose a niche, and lots of niche examples, and then show you all sorts of good website selling those products and drop shipping suppliers in those niches. So I make it really easy in my course. It's definitely the most affordable course right now. Get in there while it's still low. As I'm building it out, I'm going to be raising the price. And then when it all is complete, it'll be very expensive. So get in now while you still can. You'll be locked in with that low price for the remainder of the course. And if you want to go check it out, just go to ecommerceparadise.com and click on the Academy at the top, or just go to academy.ecommerceparadise.com and go check it out, guys. Thanks a lot for watching. Subscribe to the channel, and see you out there. Take care.